This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Thousands of displaced Gazans started returning to their homes Friday while Israelis return to normal life as a ceasefire appears to be holding after 11 days of deadly fighting. But in Jerusalem, Israeli police cracked down on stone-throwing protesters at the Al-Aqsa Mosque 2 weeks after similar clashes sparked the conflict's worst escalation in years. Police say clashes also broke out in several other parts of the Israeli-occupied East Jerusalem and at the crossing point between Jerusalem and the West Bank. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel's bombing campaign of Palestinian armed groups had killed more than 200 terrorists in Gaza, including 25 senior commanders. He calls that an exceptional success. The enclave's Islamist rulers Hamas also claimed victory and thanked Iran for providing funds and weapons to Hamas. Fighting erupted on May 10th after weeks of tensions in Jerusalem. In total, Israeli airstrikes killed 248 people, including 66 children since May 10th, the health ministry says. Vast areas in Gaza have been flattened, and some 120,000 people have been displaced, according to Hamas authorities. Israeli medics say rockets claimed 12 lives in Israel and wounded some 357 people. U.S. President Joe Biden Friday pledged to help organize efforts to rebuild Gaza and said creating a Palestinian state alongside Israel is the only answer to the conflict. Biden also said he told the Israelis to stop intercommunal fighting in the flashpoint city of Jerusalem. However, he stressed there's no shift in his commitment to the security of Israel. Find more at VOA.